Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
She found out what he wanted to do for Father's Day and said, no, that's not what we're doing for Father's Day. No, but was she allowed to really do that? Let's decide right now with Judge Jess. If you don't know what this is, Jess is not a real judge. Don't be fooled by this very cheap Halloween costume that we put on.
On camera, it doesn't look cheap, though. That's the thing.
Fix the rope in the back there, Judge.
I guess you can kind of see my hoodie peeking through to my bed. You know, that's my hoodie. Sorry.
That thing's very flammable, I think, Judge. Sorry. So be careful. Jess is not a real judge. But what we say is, like, listen, sometimes you do get caught up in a disagreement. You guys can't really see eye to eye on a situation, but it's okay. That's what Jess is here for. She does give pretty good advice sometimes. So if you want to call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess, tell us what's going on, and then Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong, and hopefully that will help you decide what's up between the two of you, right? Okay.
Hi, my name is Melissa from Baltimore, and I just had a question for Judge Jess. So I'm a mom of two kids. They're 8 and 11, and my husband is a great dad. Father's Day came around. He told me all he wanted to do was spend the morning golfing with his buddies before we did anything as a family, and I told him no, and now he's saying I ruined Father's Day. But my husband golfs all the time already. It's not like this is some special once-a-year opportunity. So when Father's Day came up, he told me he already had a tee time lined up with the friends, and the kids had made cards and were excited to spend the day with him. And I don't think it's unreasonable to expect a dad to be with his family on Father's Day. If this were Mother's Day and I wanted to disappear with my friends, people would call me selfish. He keeps saying it's Father's Day. Shouldn't I decide what I get to do? And my response is that becoming a parent means some days just aren't about you anymore. So he thinks I'm controlling and making Father's Day about what I want. And I think he's making Father's Day about both instead of his children. Mm-hmm. We argued about this literally all day today, and we both just became so stubborn about this. So just, you know, should dads do what they want on Father's Day or spend it with their families? Let me know. Thanks.
Oof. Okay. Wow. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, man.
To you guys. Sounds like that was a fun day. Wow. What are these days supposed to be about?
Isn't it supposed to be about the parent, since the rest of the year is not about you? So isn't it kind of like your day?
Are you supposed to spend these parental days with your kids, or are you supposed to run away from your kids? Like, well, I don't know how this works. I mean, I don't have kids. Jess doesn't have kids, but we'll turn to Judge Jess.
He didn't say I don't want to see my kids at all. He just said I want to see my kids after I play golf.
Yeah,
if you have an early tea time, then he could have had the rest of the afternoon with the family.
Yeah.
But
let's be honest, if he's out there, you know, little drinky drink.
But
know,
we don't want to assume. We don't know.
I mean,
like, we don't want to assume
do.
Like we know what he does. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is when she was like, if I wanted to go spend Mother's Day with my friends, I would have been like, yeah, girl, because I wouldn't feel comfortable with a dad telling a mom how she gets to celebrate Mother's Day. So I feel like that should be the same respect. Like, shouldn't the mom or dad on their Mother's Day or Father's Day pick how they want to celebrate it?
I mean, I guess it depends. Again, we don't have kids, so it's kind of hard to like decipher some of these things.
Because it wasn't zero family time. It was just like later in the schedule.
I don't know exactly how these things work, but
because that's literally what my dad did yesterday.
Well, yeah, but you guys weren't there, and they're not little. She said what, 8 and 11 or something like that. So I'm trying to think, if you have like little kids, like, should you spend all day with those kids? You know what I mean? Like, should you run away from your family on those days?
And
like,
he's not running away.
But like, he kind of is running away.
No, he's not.
He's kind of running away. So I feel like if you're a good dad, should you spend all day with them? Because that's technically like your role. Like, if you're older, no. Like, you can go do what you want. But like, I mean, she kind of does make a point of like, if he was a good dad, wouldn't he want to like be here like doing?
Don't do that.
I just, you know what I mean?
Like, don't say that.
It just seems kind of like this is like what your role is right now. Like, I remember my dad on Father's Day when we were younger would be there all day. We'd make it like a thing out of it, right? It'd be like a big production. I think I'd feel some kind of way if I woke up and I was like, well, where's dad? He's out there, blah, 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 getting drunk on the golf course.
What are you? Like, you're making these assumptions. Like, what if this guy is sober and you're like, you know what I mean?
I don't know him.
You don't know his life.
Know him.
What if he's only going to do 9 instead of 18?
If he's like, running away from his family on Father's Day, I don't think he's a very good dad. And that's just
having a tea time on Father's Day is not running away from your family, bro.
I mean, what do you think? You guys sound off on this. Would good dad stay home on Father's Day? Kayla, what's up? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What do you think? I mean, should dads go do what they want on Father's Day, or is it like a day for the family, for the kids, you know?
I'm 100% with Jeff on this one. Like, it literally is in the name, Father's Day.
But it's for them to be celebrated. But it's for them to be celebrated.
And
not
he
for
wants
them to
be celebrated at the golf course in the morning and then hang out with his family after the fact.
Do you not see Melissa's point at all? Of like, your kids want to see you on Father's Day and like celebrate you. It's not it's like his birthday or something. It's Father's Day, you know?
Okay, let's be real though. When are these kids waking up? Because I know my child, she's a baby. She wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know my husband wants to be out in the house. In that scenario. But then again, too, like, it's his time to, like, enjoy himself, you know, like, especially having kids. There's not a lot of, like, me time involved. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I give my husband his free days, like, truly all he wants to do is do whatever he wants for the day, you know. And then we'll pop in every now and then, but it's not like he's not enjoying quality family time with us either. You know, it's like, he's in his own bubble, we're in our own bubble, and then we kind of combine at a certain time of the day where we're all like together and enjoying the time. So like, I agree with Jess, like regardless of everything, like it is a family thing, but who says it can't be like a family thing in the end? And he's not 100% running away. He's just, you know, having those few extra hours of the day to enjoy himself,
yeah,
you know, with his friends.
Yeah.
And just so you know,
life.
Yeah, low-key, parents only get 2 me days a year, their birthday and the Father's Day or Mother's Day.
I think those are different things, though. I think those are two totally different kind of celebrations. And just so you know, I'd say the same thing about Mother's Day, too. Like, I'd feel the same way if it was like a mom that wanted to go do, you know, have a day to herself.
Talked about how you have needed breaks going to see your niece and nephews.
But that's like, I'm talking like,
and if you're like, if you want to be a good uncle, then why are you running away?
It's not uncle's day.
You literally left and got in the car and didn't tell anyone where you were going and didn't tell anyone when you were coming back.
For like 30 minutes, it's different.
And if anything, you had to travel to go see them and you literally left them.
If it was uncle's day though and I left, that would be so weird to me.
But you did leave. That was like your uncle time.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.